We always had china and we always had silver plate.
Oh, really?
We didn't have real silver, but we had silver plate. Yeah, my mother had.
What type?
It was evidently handed down, you know, maybe from my grandmother or some, you know, maybe, because I don't remember that far back. And we had a lot of cut glass, real cut glass. And I don't have any of it, not a piece of any of it. I don't, whatever happened to it. Of course, after Mama died, we were just house full of children and everything was just destroyed, you know.
Uh-huh.
Just everything got broke and everything.
What kind of silverware did you have?
As I said, just silver plated, just like we have now.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have, back then, I guess they had stainless steel, most everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was stainless steel, about the same thing that you have now. You know, most everybody uses stainless now as their everyday silver.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Of course, you have your sterling for your, you know, formal, but you have your informal and your formal.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess back then, I guess it was all probably stainless. I don't know. I don't know what it was made of. But I do remember that we had silver plate, Roger's silver plate.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have the whole set?
Yeah, we had the whole set. We had a lot of it. We had everything. Serving pieces and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, we soon destroyed all of it after. I mean, we lost it or something happened to it. I mean, then after we children got up and got and married and everything, we didn't have anything, you know, that we had at home that was of any value,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
because we just, as I said, just a bunch of children who just destroyed things.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember my daddy had a little bitty trunk. And you know now how valuable those things are. And one time, we moved when Billy was about 12 years old. I still had my dad's little trunk. And we moved from a place and I left that trunk. I didn't want to fool with it. And I left that little trunk.
Oh, yeah.
That little trunk would be worth $200-$300 today. Cutest little old thing. It was a little one.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in perfect condition.
Oh, yeah.
Things like that did weren't of any value to us then, you know.
That's too bad. You know,
I know. It makes me sick every time I think about that trunk.
What type of pieces were in, like, a set of silverware?
Well, I don't think we had the salad fork.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we had the iced teaspoon.
Mm-hmm.
I think we just had the serving fork and the spoon. Now, I remember we had the sugar spoon.
Oh, really?
And we had the butter knife. I remember those two. And then of course we just had the regular spoon and knife and the fork and the serving spoons.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't have a lot of extra. And as I remember, we didn't have, I know I remember that we did not have the iced teaspoons. And I'm sure we didn't have, and I'm sure we didn't have the salad fork either. Because back then they probably didn't make, you know, all those pieces. It was just the ordinary three pieces that you just ordinarily, four pieces now, you usually use your salad fork nearly every day, but you don't all the time, but that's usually the four pieces that you use, but that you just, you know, you didn't. And of course, now a lot of people now, there's so many people now don't use iced teaspoons because they sweeten their tea when they make it.
Yeah.
You don't use, you see very few people now with iced teaspoons. That use iced teaspoon. Of course, it comes with your set, but you don't use it very much because nearly everyone sweetens. In the cafes, they sweeten the tea. Of course, you can get it both ways, sweetened or unsweetened.
Yeah.
And so many people use the saccharin, and you do need your iced teaspoons for that, for people who do use, because you do have to use it.
Yeah,
you just
Mm-hmm.
But it was just, as I remember, it was just the three. The three pieces, just the fork and spoon and the knife, and it was as I remember,